Gemara and Daflam and Vav Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina Matzal Vav and Nafik. Tried to just make heads or tails out of Poshet Gemara. The Gemara says, Itmar Esrik Shenakvu Achbarim Omer Rav Ein Zehoder. Rav says, if Achbarim ate from an Esrig, then Ein Zehoder. In fact, the Gemara, Eini Vav Rabbi Chanina Matzal Vav and Nafik. How could you say that if somebody ate from the Esrig, it's possible? We see Chanino would take a bite out of it and be ate in the mitzvah. By says, if something, somebody or something ate from it, it's not a chasaron and hoder. Says Gemara, affect the Gemara, Chanino kashmas nison. Aye, the Maisa shleid the Mishnah that it's chasar, Rashi learns, will be mazbe the Gemara, pishitas Rashi, that the Gemara, the Mishnah says that chasar is possible. So how could he take a bite out of it? Says the Gemara, Bishlam amas nison b'chanino like kashar, kam yantav rishon, kam yantav sheni. No, it's not going to swear the fact that he took a bite out of it because he was being gaited with it on Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni, there is no psul chaser. Lakachtem, lekichat tam that we darshan our chaser by Esrig is only for the first day. For the rest of the days, there's no psul of chaser. Maybe there's no problem. Ela l'rav kasha. But according to Rav, it's shver. What's shver according to Rav? Rav is also l'chore talking about chaser. No, Rav said in zehoder. Rav said in zehoder. And Hodr passes all 7 days, says Rashi. We see Lachur from Chanina, not that way. Because even Reb Chanina wasn't on the first day, he was talking about the rest of the days. But we see clearly that taking a bite out of an Esrig is not a chasaron in Hodr. Because if it was a chasaron in Hodr, it would pass all the rest of the 7 days. So from Rav, it's shver for Reb Chanina. How could Rav say it's a chasaron in Hodr? Lachur we see from Chanina, it's not a chasaron in Hodr. Had it been a chasaron in Hodr, it would pass all 7 days. You're right, chasaron only passes the first day. But Hodr passes all 7 days. Vaistois, from the fact that Chanina would do it, that there's no problem of Hodr, and it's Shver on Rav. Says the Gemara, Emfer Rav, no, Amalach Rav, Shani Achbarim Dimi'isi. I'm asking to you, the difference, Rav Chanina to take a bite of edit is talking not a problem in Hodr. However, Achbarim are most. It's different than a person that takes a bite out of it. An Achbar takes a bite of it, it's most, and therefore it's possible all 7 days. The shaila is, if that's the whole psul, that it's mos, so then just take a bite, just cut it off. If it's mos, you're telling me that there's no problem of chasar. When somebody takes a bite out of it, there's not a problem. So the fact that there's a part that's missing, so it's not a chasar. It's not a chasar not in chasar, not a chasar in hoder, or else B'chanin wouldn't be able to do it on the second day. So zayin that a mouse ate from it, cut out the part that the mouse ate from. And then you will have, it won't be mos anymore. And the chura, it should be kosher. What was you could say, you could be mouthful in the Kharami. In Zahadr, and you have to cut it out. Maybe that's what he meant to say. That's not the mashmois. In Zahadr is mashmois, that is puzzle. So the truth is, if you look at the Taz, in Tafresh Mem Tes, when they talk about Esrik Shachlu Achbarim, the Taz learns that's Gufa, the machlekis between the two Lashenis. Bechlau Shver, what's the difference between the two Lashenis? The first Lashen says, Omer Rav, Ein Zahadr. It's puzzle. Ikadamri, Lashen Abasa says, Zahadr. Achlu Achbarim Zahadr. Now, how could he be Yevshel HaKish HaZachush, it's Mos. If you're taking an Esrig that has bite marks from a mouse, Lachur, it's Mos. What's the Machlok between the first Lashon and the second Lashon? Is it Mos? Is it not Mos? That was Rav was Mechadish in the first Lashon that it is a Mos, and in the second Lashon he's saying it's not Mos. What's the Machlok? So he says, no, Zichur is Mos. The halach is if a mouse falls, the achbar falls into oil, you're not, it's mefurish halach in Taruvus, then you're not allowed to use it for it to be madak in a basic knesses, because it's mos. What's the shell over here whether or not it's mos? It's pushed that it's mos. Zokter, no. Over here it's talking about that you cut it out. The whole shell of the Gemara is when you cut it out. We asked, why don't you just cut it out? And then you'll have no problem. Zokter Taz, no, the whole shaila is when you cut it out after the mouse ate from it, and then you cut it out. Rav was mechadish that hagam that you don't see the bite marks anymore. It's still mos. It's intrinsically mos. You're using an esrog that an achbar ate from. When a person eats from it, there's nothing mos about it. Maybe it's not so nice. Maybe you shouldn't do it lechatchila. You have mitzvah hadura b'inon and v'chulu. But mos, it's not. When a mouse eats from it, it's mos. It's not going to help you to cut it out. It's better mos. That the second Lashon says, no, after you cut it, in the mois, zehoder. The whole problem is the fact that it's an achbar that ate from it. You can see the mouse marks, you can see the bite marks. Kokama that you can't see the bite marks anymore because you cut it out in a chram, it's not going to have a problem. So according to this same Hanami, first of all, we understand what the machlekes in the first lashon and second lashon is. And we also have to mature it's our question. Why don't you just cut it out? Lechatchila. If you look at the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer learns the same way. But he ends off and he says, Avaloi kasu kena paiskim. He says, Mavur, that the paiskim did not learn this way. The paiskim all learned the Gemara Kipshutai. You didn't cut it out, and nevertheless, there's a machlekes between the first lashon and the second lashon. Is it mois? Is it not mois? According to the first lashon, even though you didn't cut it out, and therefore it's mois. According to the second lashon, even though you didn't cut it out, nevertheless, zehoder, it's hoder, it's not a problem. The shaila is, what's the pshat? How could it be that it's hoder? So, really, yesh la'ayin b'das Rav. Rav says, ain't zehoder. Then we ask the shaila from Reb Chanina. Then we see that if it's not a chasarn and hoder, we see where Mechanina took a bite out of it, it's not a chasarn and hoder. Vaisdais eating from an esrog is not a chasarn and hoder, because if it would be, it would pass all 7 days. It must be that it's not a chasarn and hoder. So to an animal bites from it, it's not a chasarn and hoder. Says Rav, no. Shani achbarim dimi isi. Achbarim are most. Is that a psul lechatchila, or is that a psul b'diavin? Does that pass lechatchila, or is that pass even b'diavin? So the truth is, when the Gemara, when the Mechab Ramo brings it down, the Tafresh Mem Tesef Hey, the Ramo brings down this halacha. Miu im nakvu achbarim lo yitlenu af sha'ar yomim mishumos. If achbarim ate from it, then don't take it even the rest of the days, cause it's moist. Sorry, cause it's moist. Avlam haya yavei shomenu mishapasukos. I'm sorry. Sharam mishumos. Ad shiyasur nikur achbarim, until you take off what the achbarim ate. When you take off the Achbarim 8, then there's not a problem of Mois anymore. Why are you allowed to take it off? Let's say you have Yavshus by your Esrig. Are you allowed to just pull out the Yavshus of the Esrig? Can you just cut it off? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lam and Dalid, Lahachi Mikalin on Kan, Dimidinu Bechlal Chaser, Bechaser Chaser B'Shayimi. Bad Sam, we're Mikal here. Why are you allowed to cut it off? Why is it different than if it has a black dot? You can't just cut off the black dot for the second day. It's a great idea. Anything that has a black dot in it, especially when the first day is Shabbos, so then terrific, Matev Manoim, you have a black dot on the first day, just cut it out, you have a gorgeous Esrig, it's a little bit chaser, no, second day, it's fine. If you had the black dot, it's a chaser and hoder, pass all 7 days, cut it out, it'll be fine. No, that's called a bov mikach psul, that is a very important, that should have been metayin it, it's at the end of the rush, in the Hagoyis Ashri, he's miyased this, he's sorry, the bov mikach psul. So why are you allowed to cut out what the achbarim ate? Says the Mishnah Berurah, over here it's different. Because Midina is kosher. Rak lechatchila machmirinim kan mishum demois. It's only lechatchila that we're machmir, because it's mois. And therefore, if you take it out, it's not a problem. It's not possible Midina. Says the Sharetzin, what's pshat that it's only possible lechatchila? He says, Magan Ram brings it down. Umashma miloshin zeh, debdieved imnoto beloya saris nikrach barim yotso. It's mashma that, let's say you didn't cut it out, what would be the halacha? You took the esrog with the bite marks inside. It doesn't help even to put it on somebody else's plate. Even with the bite marks inside, lechera, sorry, that was for you. Even with the bite marks inside, you took the esrog, you didn't cut it out. What's the halacha? The halacha is b'dieved you yetze. Why you yetze? Says the Sharatzi, and I'll tell you why. Because the Das Ramah Gamkin Kalishna Basra. The Ramah passes like the second Lashon. What's the second Lashon? Zehoder. We pass him Batim, it's Hoder. And Bamil is not a problem. That means Lechatchila. It sounds like we're Choshesh for the first Lashon. But B'diavad, we really pass him Mikardin like the second Lashon. Lechatchila, don't take it. Cut it out. If you didn't cut it out, then we pass him like the second Lashon. Then it's Hoder. It's not a problem. Now, does the second Lashon matter Lechatchila also? Can't die in the Chanami. The second lashon even matters the Chatzil. It's not a problem. But you could say, I don't know why you have to come up to this. The Chori would be able to say more pashit. That the whole shot, Itaka doesn't pass in like the second lashon. He passes like the first lashon that says that it's Mos. But the whole psul of Mos is only the Chatzil. It's not B'diavad. What did Rav say? Ain't Zehadar. He didn't tell you when it's possible. He didn't say anything afterwards. He's Mansbrain. He says it's Mos. Mos is the Chatzil. Mos is B'diavad. So the Chori, I have a right. That Mos is only the Chatzil. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that a lulav shel avodah zara lo yito v'imnato kosher. Why lulav shel, not asher demarisha. Why should you not take a lulav shel avodah zara? Says Rashi, daf lamed aleph amud beis. Says Rashi, don't take it. Lo shavu de zara, shashim shavu lavoy de zara. Lo yitol de mois ligavoya. It's mois. V'im not al kasher furish. The psul of mois is a psul which is only chatchila. Hakrivenu no lapechasecha. Maybe it is. Someone says it happens to be that the Baal Amor at the beginning of the parak learns that the psul of hadar, which passes all seven, is all hakrivenu no lapechasecha. Would you bring this to a pras, to a king? You wouldn't bring such a thing to a king. You don't bring it to the Rebbeinu Shlomo either. Which is why some priests can say you shouldn't daven Shmoneh Esrei with a mask because you wouldn't be. Yeah, sure, okay. Sorry for getting into that. But would you bring it to a king? And therefore, if you want to bring it to the king, you only bring it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the Psul of Hadar, says the Baal Amar. Now, the Ramban says, no way. That's not the Psul of Hadar. That's not what we're talking about. Yesh line whether or not it's possible the Evan, or whether it's possible the Evan. But the Chur of Adas Rashi, the Pasha says, you don't bring such a thing to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's most something which is from Avodah Zarah, you don't use for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Something that Achbar ate from, you don't bring to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Memela, that's only the chatchila. But the Evid, I'm not so kosher. I got to don't know why. But it's before in the Gemara that even though that they use it for Avodah Zarah, it's most, still if you use it for the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's okay. If it was up to me, I would have said, no way. That's most, the Rebbeinu Shalom. You don't use it for Rebbeinu Shalom. But Frat Avodah Zarah. But it's before in the Gemara, no, that Mois is only Psalm Lechatchil, it's not Psalm of the Yavin. If so, you could say that shot in the Ramah, the reason why the Ramah paskined that even if you didn't take out the bite marks of the mouth, it's kosher, it's because he paskins like the Lishon HaKamot, not like the Lishon HaMasro. And the Takah Lechatchil, you're not going to take it. But the Yavin, if you took it in a Hanami, it's going to be kosher because the whole psul is only psul of Mos, of Lechatchila, it's not a psul b'diavid. No. Kumtai, according to what we're saying now, when Rav said Ein Zeh Hadar, Rav did not mean the Algamei Dinei of Hadar. The Hadar that we've been talking about for the last seven blots, that we were talking about the Dal and Minim, does he need Hadar? Do they not need Hadar? Esrik for sure needs Hadar. We learn after the rest of them, do they need Hadar? V'chulu, review those, you don't need Hadar. Hadar passes all 7 days, according to some Rishon, only passes the first day. This din of hadar that we're talking about, dal minim, that's not the hadar that we're talking about over here. The hadar that we're talking about over here is the din of mos, and that was what Rav went to be masber at the end. Shani achbarim de miisi, that it's not a different. It's not the regular din of hadar. Yeah, that what? Oh, one second. Chur lefi this, we can finally be masber the other shitas rishenim. Why? The other shittas of Rishenim, the truth is this, how the Achrenim are Masber. The other shittas of Rishenim, I was Masber before in the Gemara, according to how Rashi learns. Fekalecha Mishnah, it's Tamua, according to the Rambam, and the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Ritva. All the Rishenim that learn that Hadar is only for one day, and it's not for 7 days. Then what was the Gemara's Kasha on Rav? Ela L'Rav Kasha. What was the Kasha, the way we're Masber according to Rashi? L'Rav Kasha. How could Rav say it's not Hadar? The Psul Hadar passes for all 7 days. And Reb Chanina took it on the second day. So we see that there's no Psul of Hadar. But if you understand like the other Rishonim, that the Psul of Hadar is only for the first day. So when Rav said Ein Zeh Hadar, Rav says it's not kosher for the first day. So then what was the Gemara asking on Rav from Reb Chanina? Reb Chanina was only talking about the first day. The second day, that was good for what the Gemara said. Reb Chanina didn't take it on the first day. He took it on the second day. But on the first day, it's puzzle. What are you asking on Rav? Alul Rav Kasha. What's fair on Rav? Only if you learn like Rashi, that the psul of Hadar is a psul for all 7 days. Rashi, Taisus, the Rosh. That the psul of Hadar is a psul for all 7 days. Then you could understand what the Gemara Shail on Rav is. How could Rav go ahead and say that it's not Hadar and it's puzzle all 7 days? Reb Chanina took it on the second day. Vice, it's not a chsarn in Hadar. But according to other Rishonim, Hadar doesn't pass for all 7 days. Hadar only passes for the first day. So when Rav said the Hadar, he meant to say that it's possible for the first day. So Kum Teres, when Ruchanino, there's no kashrut from Ruchanino. Ruchanino was Yitzay with it on the second day, because there's no Psul of Hadar, there's no Psul of Chaser, and the first day, Taka wasn't Yitzay with it. What's Shmer on Rav? Elo L'Rav Kasha. Nothing is Shmer on Rav. Rav only said it's possible on the first day. Says Lecha Mishnah of Avshul Taras B'Doichik. And the truth is, Rav Avraham and Ahar, already Betzin says this, he said, that even though you don't hold that there's a din of Hadar on the rest of the days, Hadar b'miktas b'inon. You need a little bit of Hadar. It's not the algamena din of Hadar, but it has to be a little bit Hadar. Memela, Rav said, in the Hadar, he meant to say, it's not Hadar b'chlal. and you can't be yotzei even on the 7 days, if it's a little bit harder, not a problem. Even though you can't be yotzei on the first day, you can be yotzei on the rest of the days. But Rav said in the harder, it's not harder b'chlal. That we have swear. If it's not harder b'chlal, then we see from Rav Chanina wouldn't be able to use it on the 7 days. Elamai, from Rav Chanina we see that itaki is a little bit harder, and b'meila it's swear on Rav. If it is a little bit harder, then it should be kosher on the rest of the days. And he says that's what he means in the second lashon. Amar Rav, the hoder, in other words, it's a mikzas hoder. It's also a fetus, is gishmak, what the two lashonos are. In a chanami, Yutaka didn't cut out the bite marks. What's the difference between the two lashonos? In the first lashon, he says it's not hoder bichlal when they bite from it. Second lashon says it's a mikzas. It's a little bit hoder. Maybe what's ever left over, like the Ram says, that's what's hoder. But that's what the in a chanami, the two lashonos are, according to this. What's that? Why can't it be a new psul? What do you mean?
Right? No?
We're saying that even according to the other shittas that hold it, there's no din of hadar on the rest of the days. That's because they learned that the whole thing is only psul of chaser. So there's no psul of hadar. Why did they say that there's a psul of hadar? In the fact they said yom tov rishon, yom tov sheni, vice says there's no psul of hadar on the rest of the days. They only handled chaser. Right, says the psul of hadar, the psul of chaser is not because it's not hadar, it's because it's chaser, and that's why there's a difference between yom rishon and yom sheni, because there should have been a problem of hadar on the rest of the days. On that, the Gemara says there's no problem we see from Chanina that it's not a chaser or hadar b'chalal. There's a little bit of hadar. You need a little bit of hadar on the rest of the days. The regular din of hadar, that's what you don't need. But it's mevor from Chanina that you don't have the regular din of hadar of the rest of the days, and that's why you're allowed to take it on the second days. Says Rav, Shani Achbarim Demi'isi. Dainu, if you take a bite out of it, there is a little bit of hadar that's left over. However, Achbarim that are mos, then there's no hadar b'chlal. And that's going to pass in Gansen on the rest of the days. That's going to pass on the rest of the days according to them. So, Kumtais, according to the other Rishonim, if you look at the Rav Avraham ben Ahar, he also says, Shani and Rav is not totally in, is not. He's not referring to the din hadar of Rabbi Yechonon and Daf Chav Tesam Rebeis. Elakiva dinike v'nimas ein zehadav roi lasis b'mitzvah. It's not roi lasis b'mitzvah. It's something which is mois. The mamish got bitten by a achbar. That's what's mois, and therefore it's possible. What's the reason why? L'char al derech hakriveyon ala pechasecho. It's a bizoyim to use such a thing. So Kumtai is that the way that we masber the Gemara beforehand, that also, we could have said that Mois is only a din lechatchila, it's not the regular din of hadar. Let's see that, it's very gishmak, what the other Rishonim learned. According to everybody, there's the handle right that we're handling over here is not a handle when you get to the regular din of hadar. Even in Shitas Rashi, like we'll see in a second, L'chara. Even if you hold like Rashi D'Ime, that hadar passes all 7 days, you don't have to say that the hadar we're handling here at the end of the day is the regular din of hadar, it could be a din of Mois. The truth is that Shizikul Maduik in Rashi, unless somebody has a different shot. Rashi says like this: El l'Rav, Domer in zahadar kasha, Reb Chanina, Da'afilu b'shini nami l'Rav le'nofik, Da mitzvah hadura ba'inon, Hoyu u'mazkir shem shamayim olav. You need a mitzvah hadura because you're mazkir shem shamayim olav. What does that mean? You're mazkir shem shamayim olav. That's why you need a mitzvah hadura. You need a mitzvah hadura because it says create tzadar, not because mazkir shem shamayim olav. Pasuk Rashi b'chol. It's a nice word. It sounds like you're making a bracha. So if I don't make a bracha, then it's okay. It's not a problem. What does that mean? What does it mean? What's he talking about? It sounds like that in a chanami, we're not talking about the regular din hadar. We're talking about a zeki levan veyu dikadin. It shouldn't be mois because you're maskir shem shemayim olav. The problem is the hemshich of Rashi. Rashi tells too. He says, how do I know that? Kedama bereish pirkin yavish pasul loishna b'yam tefrishin. Yishtel to the regular din of hadar that there is at the beginning. So the truth is that Rashi says in the beginning of the parak that the whole din of hadar is only zekin levan veil. And I say to say zekin levan veil is only chatzkilas not b'diavad. We hear Ramaz with the carbon asana, the kapis kamarim, the achrenim. Many of the achrenim want to say the same yisaid. Hadar is only psul out the first day. Zekin levan veil tells you to extend hadar for the rest of the days also. But the psul is a psul which is geboitan zekei levan veyu. Mamela, when Rashi says over here, he, like we say at the beginning of the parak, he says that, like at the beginning of the parak, that zekei levan veyu tells me to continue hadar, so too we're talking about the zekei levan veyu over here. You have to imagine in Rashi. And Rashi is also talking about Mos. And he's not talking about the regular din of Hadar, maybe, according to what we're saying. Even though Rashi learns that Hadar is called Zion. But it sounds like we're still... That's not the Hadar that we're discussing over here. We're discussing a Mos. Yeah, because at the beginning of the parak, the Zekilim Anveyu is explaining to me that Hadar should be continue for the rest of the days. Rashi over here is referring to Zekilim Anveyu in and of itself. Not Zekilim Anveyu, which is going to tell me to take Hadar the rest of the days. The Stam Din of Zekilim Anveyu, even when it's not a Chasar and an Hadar, there's still Nocha Din of Zekilim Anveyu, or maybe I would say even a lower Din of Hakriveinu Nola Pechel Zecho. The truth is, if you look at the Kapis Tamarim, the Kapis Tamarim also asks the same question as Lecha Mishnah. He says, according to the Rishonim, that Psul of Hadar is only for the first day, it's not for the rest of the days. So what was the Gemara asking on Rav? Rav only said it's not Hadar, which means it's not possible for the first day. Where did he ever say that it's possible for the rest of the days? Says the Kapis Tamarim, it was Pashat to the Gemara that Rav was talking about the rest of the days. Why would Rav have to say in the Hadar? Just say it because it's Chasar. Chasar possible already the first day. In the Hadar? And it's time it's possible because it's Chasar. Elamai, Rav was referring to the rest of the days. And Rav said, by states it's possible, when he said Ein Zahadar, he meant to say that it's possible, it's possible for the rest of the days, it's not just possible for the first day. And the Gemara says, I, Rav Chanina Matavov and Ofik, Rav Chanina did use it on the rest of the days, so we see that it's not a Chasar and Hadar. And the Gemara answers, no, even though you don't need Hadar on the rest of the days. It's more than that. According to the other Rishonim, that was good for the Gemara's vice. We see from Chanin that there is no din of Hadar on the second days. That's good for what the other Rishonim are learning. How could you, Rav, tell me that it's not Hadar and therefore it's possible on the rest of the days? Because the first day is possible anyhow, it's possible. So it must be you're talking about the rest of the days. We see from Chanin that there is no din of Hadar on the rest of the days. And for the Gemara, you're right. It's not also din of Hadar. There is no din of Hadar the rest of the days. Why is the puzzle? Asmos. Hakriveinu Nola Pechel Zecho. So, Silefi, the way the Lecha Mishnah is learning, Silefi, the way the Kapis Tamarim is learning in the other Rishonim, and this is the way we wanted to see before and also in Mos, the whole din over here is only a din of Lechatchilo, of Mos, Hakriveinu Nola Pechel Zecho. You want to bring this to kings, so don't bring it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But we're not handling the din of Hadar. Fidus Yishlayim Tzas, the Rishonim ask that what brought Frekta Meiri, what brought possessed Rav Chanina to do such a thing? How could he be? He says, "Ma, his lashon is, Eiza davar hayamevi adam kemoisay lasayis mitzvasay peguma. What would possess such a person, great person like Rav Chanina, to make his mitzvah peguma, to take a bite out of it to be yetzer for what? Just to show the gishmak of it that it's still kosher. What was he doing? He was very hungry. He says, also agav, how did he eat before he was makayim the mitzvah? Matzovei v'nafik. He first would take a bite out of it and then he was yetzer with it. How could he eat before the mitzvah? So I wasn't sure. It's not a mezainus. It's maybe it's a fruit. Maybe it was leos and kezayis. Even geshmak ezach. It says that the mechaber paskins when he gets a novel merubim meolav. If you have more berries than you had us, then you have leaves. So it says that it's kosher. Oishil katenu acher lecha echad echad. We say the gear says acher leachila. Somebody else should take it off. So the pashup shan in acher is because somebody that doesn't need it. So therefore for him it's not a psikration. But it's lav dafka acher. It's even the person himself. If he doesn't need it, it's also kosher. So he says, I forgot who it is that says it. Maybe it's the Sfasem that says, Yukitena Acher Lachilo, he says, because it's usher for you to eat before you get to the mitzvah. So it has to be somebody else who's ready to get to the mitzvah. He can eat it before. Also, you have the same aura, Lachari, a few berries from your hadas. No, you don't have the isser before the. Maybe Lachatchil, you shouldn't do it, but Lachari, a few peris, it's less than a kezayis, Bechlal, Fashtis. Even if it's more than a kezayis, it's not a mezainis, Lachari, it shouldn't be a problem. Either way, the Etzim Zach is a little bit schwer. Affect all the Rishonim, the Ravid asked, the Miri asked, the Rishonim asked, how could you do, they also, everybody asked, I took some mitzvah, how could you do it? But Bechlal, I finally say it's not a hook some mitzvah, but Bechlal, what would possess him to go ahead and make his mitzvah peguma like the Lashon of the Miri? Why would he do that? So the Miri says in a Hanami, Be'etzem, he, that which he was yetzer with it, he had a different answer for every day. And that which he was yetzer with it, he was yetzer with it after he took a bite of it, was after he was ready yetzer. Even though it says benofik, he says, don't ask me from the lashon of benofik, because the chassidim and rishonim, they would hold their lulav and esrog the entire day. After he was yetzer in the morning, the bracha, then he would take a bite out of it, and he would still hold it the whole entire day. In fact, the Gemara, how would Rav Chanina do that? If you're right that he was ready yetzer the mitzvah, but by them, the hemshech of the mitzvah is the entire day. So Mamela, if it would be if it wouldn't be, if it's not something that you should do, lechatchila, then he wouldn't have done it afterwards either. Elamai, there's not a chesaron to do that. That was the, what? Still A? The Ravid says, the different shot, he says, the Ravid says that Be'etim, he had another esrik for the next day. And then that esrik, so he took a bite out of the first one. Then the second one got lost, so he was stuck, so he's back to the first one. Seder, all trying to give etzus of why he wouldn't, in a chanam, he wouldn't have done lechatchila. The shayla is, if you what we're saying, what's the problem to do it even lechatchila? Lechura, it's the only problem that we said beforehand is, al chaser, there's no problem for the second day. Al tzhodar, it's not a chazarn and hodar. Al tzmos, this other thing that we said, that's only by achbarm. The chazarn is only going to get to achbarm, it's not going to get to a person taking a bite out of it. That was good for the chilik. So why taka not do lechatchila? What was bothering the rishonim? Why taka they can't do lechatchila? Elamai, the word is mekor kvedus in the Medayek Diskufa from the Meiri, and he says that they weren't bothered by they weren't mekayim the mitzvah, or that it's more. It's mekayim that it's not zekei levan veil. La says mitzvah say piguma. In other words, there's three dargas now. Just to bring out the point, there's hodor, which is the din daraisa, the apostles even b'di'evin. There's mos, which is lechatchila, which is also lechatchila to take. It's also lechatchila to take it, but b'di'evin it's okay. And then there's zekei levan veil, which is not also lechatchila to take, but there's an inyan lechatchila to be mahadir the mitzvah. There's no iser if you weren't mahadir it. Lechatchila, a person should be mahadir the mitzvah. Zekei levan veil means that it should be. And that's why beforehand it's hakivein ol apechal secha lechero. There's hador hakivein ol apechal secha. It's most, and then there's the zekei levan veil. Just to be mitzayin, Taisa says on the Chlamed Dalam Rebbeis, Taisa says Shmuel warned the sellers that if you're not going to put down the prices on the adasim, then I'm going to dash on the kriptarfin. Fractasis, if he holds the kriptarfin, so then what's the threat? Stamas are just dash on the kriptarfin because that's what the halacha is. If that's what he holds the halacha is, then whether they're going to put down the prices, they're not going to put down the prices. You got to tell him what the halacha is. Says Tasis, you're right that that's halacha. Nevertheless, he didn't want to dash on their land because he wanted them to do a mitzvah hadura. They should do a mitzvah which is hadura. Al tzidr mitzvah. What does that mean, al tzidr mitzvah? What hidr mitzvah is he talking about? It's not a chesaron and hodr to have ketumim. It's a chesaron and hodr to be pasul. And why it's not a chesaron and hodr? In addition to the chesaron and hodr, there's another din of zekei levan veil. And even if it doesn't pasul al tzidr, because hodr only pasul the first day, or whatever it is, nevertheless, there's a nacha din of zekei levan veil. And even when there's no din, and that's something I always to keep in mind, even if it's al din hodr, your dalin minim are okay, your kasher, there's another din of zekei levan veil. To even take nacha zach, it should be a mitzvah hadura. Maybe Hoyol Malz Kishim Shemayim Olav Kolashin Rashi Hoyol Malz Kishim Shemayim Olav. One last nekuda with this answer is the lechura. It's mavur that Rashi didn't learn this way. Rashi learned when he said hadar, it means that it's mamash pasal. What's the raya from the Hemshech of Gemara? The Gemara brings the raya. The Machlokes Tinu Beis Yehuda and Mishnah. Whether or not, what's the size, the biggest size of esrog that you could take? Says Rabbi Yosi, you could take even achas b'shtei yodov. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, shtayim b'yodei achas. You have to be able to have the ability to hold two esregim or esregim alulav, like the Rishonim say, in one hand. And Rabbi Yosi says, no, if you understand, you could even have a huge one. Says Rabbi Yosi, I'll bring you a raya, says the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva came into shul with an esreg out safely. So we see that with a huge esreg, it's not a problem. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Misham raya, afi mamr loy ein za hodr. The Chum told him, no, it's not hodr. It's a little bit interesting, the story. First of all, he didn't know the story? Rabbi Yosi didn't know the story? He only knew the first half of the story. He didn't know the second half of the story. Yeah, there is such a Gemara there at the beginning, Rabbi Yochanan Charoni, that they told him, Shami Bitzilla, they came to Rabbi Yochanan Charoni, he was sitting with halfway inside his house, halfway outside his house, and we see that Rabbi Yitzah says, Gemara, no, they told him that you're not Yitzah. So what do you bring a riot from there? They only knew half the story. It sounds like over here, they only knew half the story. He didn't know that they told him that it's not Hadar. Elamai, no. Zichri knew that they told him that it's not Hadar. But Rabbi Kiva held that it is Hadar. Rabbi Kiva brought it in. So Rabbi Kiva held that it is other. If it arrived from Rabbi Kiva, then it's not a chesaron, it's other. Agav l'chares mavur from here, that hodar is masron akaz of l'chachamim. Because, when Vosgit the Machlaik is between Rabbi Kiva Kinira held that it was other, from the fact that he brought it in. That's zikr. Whether he's bringing a rye from there or not, Rabbi Kiva zikr alayin held that it is other. They said it's not other. So, is it other or not other? Elamai masron akaz of l'chachamim. Rabbi Kiva held that it is other. Why do we keep hold that it's hadar? It's a huge esrog. Because all the psulei hadar that we have are only psulim ve'etzem. There's a chasar, there's a chazazis, there's yovish, it's nizdach, it's nikiv. All the nikiv is a shayla. Nizdach and nikiv are a shayla, what the psul is. We'll see that. That's a machlekes. The psulim menumer, all these psulim are a psul ve'etzem. If you have a huge esrig, what's possible about it? It's beautiful, it has a pitim even, it's not nizdach, it's not nikiv. What's possible about it? Because it's so big, what's possible about that? Where's the psul? There's nothing wrong with esrig. It happens to be very big. Memele, Rekiva says, it's a hadar. So what did the other Chacham say? What did the other Chacham say? The other Chacham said, no, ain't the hadar. It's not considered hadar. Why? You have to say that they held that the psul hadar is always when it's different than the rest of the esregim. That's what psul hadar is. It's always in comparison to the rest of the esregim. Memele, if it's nizdak, that's not the normal thing. If it's nikiv, it's not the normal thing. If it's chazaz, it's not the normal thing. If it's yuj, it's not the normal thing. Horaya, esregim kushi. If you're in Kush, then it's okay. If you had a Kush, it's a problem. What's the problem? Because they're Chayu B'Hachi. So what? It's only when it's different than the rest of the Sregim. So if you're in a place where it's different than the rest of the Sregim, it's possible. If you're in a place where it's not different than the rest of the Sregim, then it's Kasher. The Psul of Hadar is Nimdad, the gauge for Hadar is Kefi, what you have. I mean, that's why Masana Kazla Chacham, and that's why if you don't have any other Sregim, says the Rosh, maybe you can use the Yomish, Bechulim. But that's cool. You can say that that's cool for the Machlaik is that Hadar, is that Hadar. But Luwazim Mustafin Amina, I would say, when he said, Afim Amr Loi in the Hadar, they didn't mean the regular din of Hadar that it passes out to Dal and Minim. Rather, they meant the din of Hadar of Zeki Levan Veyu. In the Hadar, it's not Zeki Levan Veyu. Memela, since it's not Zeki Levan Veyu, they were saying, it doesn't say in the Mishnah why it's possible. Rabbi Yossi says that it's kosher, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's possible. You shouldn't use it. They didn't even say the size. They just told you what the size is. That's Lechat Chila, Zeki Levan Veyu. In the Hadar means the Machlaikis is in the Zeki Levan Veyu, it's not in Hadar Betzim. Everybody holds me din Hadar, it's Hadar. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not Nizdak, Nikev, Chazaz, Menumer. It's nothing. The whole psul is only Benegea too. It's the only reason why Lechat Chila not to take it. He held is as Zeki Levan Veyu, or Moz, you could say, Lechat Chila not to take it as Akivenu Lepechasir. It's huge. You want to bring such a thing, Memele Lechat Chila not to take it. That's what I would say. What's the problem? It's Mavur and Rashi, that Rashi didn't learn this way. Rashi says, I don't understand the whole Gemara. Yehuda says, Ein Zahadar, Afim Amrloi, Ein Zahadar. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold you need Hadar by Esrig. The Gemara said before, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold you need Hadar by Esrig. What's going on over here? The Rabbi Yehuda said that they said they're Ein Zahadar. So there's no Din Hadar by Esrig B'chlal. Says Rashi, you're right. Even with Nidcha, that holds, there's a problem of Hadar, says Rabbi Yehuda. They told him Ein Zahadar. You don't need a problem. There's no din of hadar, he says. Says Lidi D. Says, time of the Yehuda, love Mishum Hadar Hu. Hachi Kamerle. Afagav do kimna the time of the Yehuda, love Mishum Hadar Hu. It's just because it might fall. Hachi Kamerle. Afilu Lidzchod lo Echaishas lan puli. Umaisas Raymond Yerbakiva in a raya. Tafim Ramele in the hadar. I don't need a hadar anyhow. I'm a Chaishas Tamaz, it's possible because it might fall out of your hand. And that they said, Ein Zahadar is and even if you, they said Ein Zahadar. But according to what I'm saying, that the psul of Ein Zahadar is only a psul, it's not the regular din of Hadar, then Rashi doesn't have a kasha b'chlal. You're right, Yehuda doesn't hold that there's a din of Hadar. But the Maisa is a different psul, the psul is al-Zakim al-Aveil. Elamai, no, it's no Sheikh's b'chlal. Rashi's mavur, and the Chor, you have to say that Samazai. Rabbi Yehuda says that the reason why it's possible is because maybe it's going to fall. That's what Rechish is for. Maybe it's going to fall. It's not because of Zakim al-Aveil. So Mamela, it could be that very well that Rashi before and also was not going with this Zeki Levan Veyu, Varati was saying, Hadar meets Hadar Mamish. Unless you want to say that over here in the Hanami, that since it's Mavur in the Gemara, the Tam of Rabbi Yehuda is because maybe it's going to fall, obviously over here, it wasn't being Chayshish for the Hadar even of Zeki Levan Veyu. But either way, Lechera would come out, according to what we're saying, that in the Sugyo of Nikvu Achbarim, the whole Psul is the Psul of Moes. The Psul of Moes is only in the Chatchila. It's not going to be the Eved, according to most people. Maybe in Rashi you could clear. And the Mela, that's why we'll see, Bezo Hashem, Mehemshech Hazman, that if Achbarim eat from the Esrig, you're allowed to take a cut it out, because it's only Psul of Chatchila, it's not Me'ikra Adin. It doesn't possibly be the Eved.